For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Terry Nelson retired from service to the U.S. government as a Border Customs and Air Interdiction Officer as a GS-14, the equivalent of a bird colonel.
This week, I Googled drug news to see what was going down. What was reportedly a huge arrest, the largest cocaine seizure to date in Dallas, more powerful meth called ICE being made in Mexico, and caught coming from Africa was seized in Seattle. I cannot remember the number of times that the latest cocaine, marijuana, heroin, etc. bust was the largest on record. This alone should tell anyone with a brain that the supplies are increasing and that the failed drug policy choice called the drug war has been lost. And for the record, the huge arrest of 635 pounds seized by Dallas PD is a significant amount. However, my first big seizure in 1992 was 1,350 pounds of cocaine, airdrop from a Cessna 208. The last one I participated in January 2004 was 14 metric tons, or approximately 30,000 pounds, located in the Eastern Pacific Ocean. Yep, any day now, some police department will announce another record seizure, and that will be the last one, and it will finally break the back of the smuggling organization, and they will give up and quit the business. Yeah, right. And there's ice water for sale in the Arctic. I can't walk into a drugstore and buy several packages of certain cold medicine to take on a month-long camping vacation without signing my name and showing my identification. But that has not and will not stop methamphetamine from being made somewhere by somebody as long as there's a market for it. However, it may very well increase crime as meth makers now have to get their ingredients illegally. And no matter, just when we think we've seen the last new drug, another one that some group has been using for hundreds of years is discovered in marketing in the United States. Cot comes from East Africa and has been used as a stimulant for years, but the leaves must be used when fresh. With the advent of quick worldwide transportation, those leaves can now be shipped to the United States in time for the locals to enjoy this stimulant. Globalization is upon us. So let's just admit that the U.S. drug policy choice is a miserable failure and change our strategy to one of treatment and education instead of prohibition and incarceration. Einstein is reported to have said, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results is the definition of insanity, and that pretty much describes the drug war. Educate and inform yourselves. Ask tough questions of elected officials. Time for a change. Together, let's find a solution for our future. This is Terry Nelson on behalf of LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, at www.leap.cc, signing off.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.